VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment's brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Tell us about your Cyber Monday sales at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. I was on HomeMedic's website. I can't find this product, so it's probably not one they offer anymore. And I can't, you know, someone on the chat board mentioned that the box may actually be bigger than I'm thinking. It's still $16 to ship. I just don't believe that box is that big or that heavy. It just doesn't, I mean, and it was economy shipping. So if they're using like Parcel Select, that means that there's something wrong in their calculations. There's something wrong. I did find other places selling this particular tool. Let me see if I can find it again. Using Google search, and the prices were around $20 to $30. So, and I don't know if that has something to do with the fact that it's a out of production product, because that can actually make it more valuable. You know, it's at its long tail, and people who want this and they can't get it from HomeMedics are looking for it on eBay. But I need more information.
Even so,
if I knew the dimensions of the box and the weight, I could easily tell them.
And why didn't she have that there, or he, or both of them?
Because it's not put in where the buyer would see it. I'd have to see behind the scenes in the sell form. I get it.
Okay.
So.
All right. We have some more that came through Contact Us. But before we go to them, Griff, it is time to visit the eBay Radio shipping department.
Oh, yes.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Following industry best practices is a great way for online sellers to increase customer satisfaction. One such practice is to offer free shipping and/or package tracking. Another is to research different couriers' pricing and pass along any savings directly to your customer. This requires an eagle eye trained on the weight and dimensions of your packaging, as well as the packing materials and destination. You may find it pays to make changes to your current shipping methods or product line. Following industry best practices is a great way to stand out from the competition.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Thank you very much to Endesha. Okay, Griff, are you ready? We have another question here.
I am always ready.
Okay, actually, this is an observation and a question.
Right.
It's from Marilyn in Loveland, Colorado, known on eBay as Most, M-M-M-O-S-T. Mm-hmm. Just an observation. I had 30 sales last week. 15 buyers had feedbacks of less than 100. Of those, 11 had less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you take into consideration bidders who didn't win, I am getting many new eBayers.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any Christmas ads. How is eBay reaching these newbies? Any plans for holiday advertising?
Internet marketing works like a charm, babe. So the interesting thing about TV ads is they're not as effective as they used to be, and especially for the cost. So TV ads, when you figure in production and everything else, are prohibitively expensive. But internet marketing is not. It's a lot easier.
So there you have it. So no plans for...
No, because you would have seen them by now.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
we would have. Okay, this is from E.D. Law in Santa Monica, California.
Mm-hmm.
While listening to archives, I heard a message to list auction with 1 day duration because I would get a boost from being a new listing and from being an ending listing. So I shortened my auction listing and buy it now listings, and my sales have tanked in November. I have used 1 and 3 day auctions and 3 and 5 day bin listings, and my sales are still bad. What is the problem?
I don't know.
Did cycling all these listings through repeated with no sales affect my click-through rate? How do I determine the optimum listing format and duration?
You test them. Obviously, you've tested these, and they're not working for you, so you got to try something new.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that we don't, I can't remember us ever making a statement that says we recommend one-day listing in the auction format because you get a boost in both new listing and ending soon. And for some sellers, listing in the one-day format is impossible, I think. But if you've tried that and it isn't working for you, then you have to try something else.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We'd love you to try our telephone today.
Yes.
Gee, I kind of miss hearing a human voice. Everybody's sending them in to contact us.
Well, wait a minute. We're humans.
Well,
sort of.
What
are we? Sort of. Chopped liver monkeys?
Half-assed. So, I'm on the chat
what does
board.
The griff say?
I'm on the chat board.
As you are wont to do.
Okay. And if you want to know how to get on the chat board, it's very simple. On the eBay Radio player you're listening to us on right now, there is something that says group chat. Go into that. You will see it'll make you sign in, even if you're already signed into eBay. And once you do that, you will see our two big buttons, one that says Listen Live and one that says Archives. Come down underneath that on the page and you'll see in big all caps, you'll see today's chat board. So just come on in and join us. Well, okay, so Wody Land and the rest of the folks on the chat board are having a conversation about this.
About the weight of the item.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think, even with more details, I still don't believe that thing is going to cost $16 to ship.
Wody Land wrote, okay on the shipping. This says vibrating.
Yeah, so.
So it's got some electric components and it extends over the entire back of the person in the tub.
Right.
So it's long, and that's why it's $16 shipping.
Yeah,
but she could make it $25 with free shipping.
Well, maybe, but it's still, you want to be competitive, so.
She might be able to put it in one of the flat rate boxes and do priority mail cheaper than that parcel post cost.
Obviously. And then there's the regional boxes, which are also, can be, not always, but can be cheaper.
And
but I can't, all of this is an assumption. I don't know the weight and dimensions, and that makes all the difference. What I suspect is that, yeah, this might not be 13 ounces as I originally thought. It looked like it was a small, that missed the picture too. It looked like it was just a small thing, so it probably isn't now that I see more detail. I still don't believe it cost $16 to ship this thing. I just, from Las Vegas to California, uh-uh.
So Purple says, I'm in Michigan, and the shipping cost was $16.50 for me also, so she must be using a flat rate for everyone.
Well, that's
it seems
right.
Like that price would be the cost for international shipping, not domestic.
Yeah, it could be. But again, all of us are just assuming until we know what the actual weight and dimension of the box is.
Needs a lesson in calculated shipping.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Or with the goal of being determining and using the least expensive shipping option for your buyers.
And somebody says, I might actually take advantage of the global shipping program. Some countries just are difficult, and they can make it smoother. Thanks, eBay.
Yes.
On the listing you just looked at, I wondered why she didn't have any quantity listed.
Well, that's what we talked about, because she mentions she has quantity, and she'll give a color choice, but she doesn't have it listed properly. She should, if she's got quantity in different colors, she should be using the multivariation feature and have them all in one listing. You don't want to make your customers work for, you know, getting what they want when you can use a tool that's free on eBay to actually provide that selection to them and let them make it the selection when they are purchasing the item.
Edie also said, I just tried to change my global shipping options, and I think there is a bug. I did this in shipping preferences when editing GSP. I checked a box to allow me to exclude countries like Canada, and the screen flashes, but doesn't allow me to make the entry. Is this happening to you, she said.
I have no idea. Does anyone else have this happen?
Just tried to change my global shipping options, and I think there is a bug. I did this in shipping preferences when editing GSP. I checked box to allow me to exclude countries like Canada and the screen flashes.
All right, so I'll try it. I'm going to go to my site preferences in my eBay under account, and then I'm going to go to the shipping preferences and show offer the global shipping program, and then I'll say edit. Allow me to customize international shipping by country. check the box, click submit. Once you change the allow me, there's an overlay window that shows up, an alert window. Once you change the allow me to customize international shipping by country preferences, it could take up to 24 hours to apply to your existing listings. Please wait for this window to pass before changing the preference again. So if you've checked or unchecked that box, you need to give it a day before you... Let's try it. I'm going to do this now.
Okay.
Allow me to customize. Meh. Now it's fine.
Hmm.
Yeah, worked for me.
It was probably just a momentary glitch.
I mean, if I go to list an item now, it might not show me... let's see if I can go to list an item. It might not show me that option right away because there was the 24-hour window. Let's see what we get when we go down there. Global shipping. Oh, well, this item I was doing, it's not available for the category I selected. So this test item, I have to change the category to, I'll change it to something like clothing. Shoes and accessories, otherwise known as fashion, men's clothing. I'll do the casual shirts, babe. All right, let's try that.
And you'll tell us what happens when we come back.
I will, because right now we have to take a break. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Call us toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio. Fast Driven Radio.
On eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
As you're ready to move beyond the basics, you can boost your sales by following some of the best shipping practices. First, offer free shipping. Yes, buyers know that the shipping cost has been added to the price, but they love knowing the total cost and not having to do the math. Second, offer expedited or one-day shipping. For last-minute shoppers, this can be the determining factor when deciding who to purchase from. A third important point, ship the same or next day as soon as the buyer pays. Providing customers with short delivery times makes a favorable impression. Good customer service follows your sale right into the buyer's hands, making for repeat sales and increased value.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 227.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing. And if you want to have a successful selling season as well, here's a tip from the Queen of Auctions, Lynn Drawley. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Queen of Auctions. Her tip, get busy.
You know, I just have to remind everyone that in the holiday season, you've really got to be listing, 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 because people are looking for new items that come on that will drive sales to your store items. A lot of people want the buy it now, but it's the auctions that drive it to the buy it now. And now what you want to do is you want to just be really on top of every question you get, every best offer, and you want to always keep that customer, you know, in mind.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. Talk to us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. I'm still trying to get this to work, and I think what I need to do is to create a brand new listing. So I'm going to go back here.
Okay.
I think I have to create a new listing.
While you're doing that...
Yes, please.
I wanted to mention that the USPS said it expects nearly 15 billion pieces of mail to be delivered between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. Competitive package volume is expected to increase by approximately 12% from last year to about 420 million packages during the 2013 holiday season. The busiest mailing day this season is projected to be Monday, December 16th, when more than 600 million pieces of mail are expected to be processed. That same day, 6 million customers are expected to visit post offices nationwide. The busiest delivery day for mail will be Wednesday, December 18th. Talk about procrastination. Wow. While the busiest day for packages will be Thursday, December 19th. So keep all those things in mind and do your best. Nothing you can do about it. If people buy something and, you know, you gotta go and you have to do it. Mm. But keep those in mind when you are packing and shipping. Okay, while you're going through that, can we take a phone call?
Yes, we can. Because I'm not getting this.
Matt in Cedro Woolley, Washington, known on eBay as Matt Becca. New listener, first-time caller. Matt, we love that. Thank you so much. What's your question or comment?
My question is, I need to figure out how to make reports for customers I'm doing commissions for. I'm getting customers, and each one will have a category in my store, and each one of those categories, it looks like, may have hundreds of listings. Trying to figure out what all the fees per section are is what I haven't been able to figure out how to do.
So let me see if I get this straight. So you make a lot of sales, and you need a breakdown, a report that breaks down sales by category?
Yeah. So each shop that I'm selling parts for will have their own category, and I've just started in the first shop that I'm doing, and I'm just trying to figure out how to separate out all the fees for each place.
That's a tricky one, because I'm not sure. This involves on air research, because this is something I've never seen before. You guys are stumping me left and right. I'm going to go to my eBay, and then I'm going to go look at my sales, because some of them are in different categories. We'll see. Are you talking about store categories or eBay categories?
This will be store categories.
Yeah. I don't know if you can do that. Let me see. All account activity fees. No, it's not. There's no... So in our own account status, you can't do that. I'm looking at now, if we go to the App Store... Have you tried running reports and see if that is an option? I can't remember if it is or not.
No, I haven't. I haven't tried too much. I've looked around and haven't come up with anything workable yet.
So I'm going to plead again, once again, and I shouldn't, because I've used the product. I just don't remember if the eBay store report feature or the reporting tool gives you the option to sort by category, and if it does, whether it allows you to sort by store category. So again, I'd have to either ask or get some research done.
Okay.
You know about the reporting features, right?
I don't think he does.
Not too much, no.
Okay, so let me find them for you so you can use them. So there's something called sales reports in eBay, and if you search in customer support, you'll find it. Or if you go to the Seller Information Center, it's under Selling Resources.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So Sales Reports Plus, which I haven't used before or in a while, does give you metrics by category, but I don't believe it's by store category. Let me just see what it says here. Yeah, it's not going to... It's giving you... It shows by... regular category, so I don't see this as showing by, let's see, it says store inventory. That's an old term. Let me look at this, and then if you want to, once I've looked at it, choose your subscription level. Yeah, I'll choose that one. Okay, there was an error in your input. What do you mean? eBay! Who do I call for this? Yeah, so sales reports will give you by category, but I'm not sure whether it'll give you fees by category and if it will give it to you by store category as opposed to eBay's category structure. If you can find that tool, sign up for it, see what it'll do for you. It may not do what you're looking for.
Okay, well, I'll give it a go.
Otherwise, you're going to have to do this manually. Or if there's a developer out there who's listening to the sound of my voice, this may be a perfect tool to create.
Yes, Kiwi apps.
Yeah, I was thinking if John Charles Jay Charles is listening. Jay Charles, get on the stick.
So
somebody,
Matt
wants a new feature.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, yeah. Matt. Sorry we weren't able to give you exactly what you were looking for. This segment was brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. Dial us now at 888-RADIO. That's 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global 2-5.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in Shipping Nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's list. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.